Jeanette and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio. Welcome to this podcast. Last week on the show, we spoke to Jasmine Sokko, who is a Singaporean musician, singer-songwriter, and doing some great things. She's got a new single out. We had her on the show last Friday to have a chat to her about it and her work leading up to that. Here's the podcast. Don't forget, if you like what you hear, remember to rate us and review us on iTunes, and of course, subscribe. You can find more at AsianPopRadio.com or follow us on Facebook, fb.com/AsianPopRadio. This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio, and as we've been mentioning all week long, we are now getting the chance to speak to a great new talent from Singapore. I've been around for a little bit, but as a solo artist, I guess, new to the scene. Please welcome Jasmine Sokko to the line. How are you going, Jasmine?
Hi, I'm doing really well. I'm really excited to be here today.
Has music always been a passion for you, and have you desired a career as a musician from the start, or was there something else you were keen to do?
Honestly, it was never very much of a career option because I grew up in Singapore and it's a very pragmatic society. So we are all brought up to aspire to become like doctors, lawyers, and basically just very pragmatic jobs, you know. Music has always been a passion. I like research as well. Books and library, quite a nerd here, but I kind of tried delving into it, but it just didn't give me the kind of fulfillment I was seeking for. So I guess ultimately, like, music has become a career option, a kind of fulfillment that I couldn't find anywhere else.
So was electronic music an obvious genre for you to get into eventually?
Actually, I guess so, because I used to hop between like a couple of bands playing different instruments and singing before delving into electronic production, and then you reach a point where I frustrate over sticking with one instrument as it feels kind of restrictive, so I turn to electronic production. I can create all sorts of sounds through different waveforms, so the combination of different layers of sound is just so infinite and fascinating, as you never know what kind of track you could be creating next.
Wow.
This uncertainty, in a sense, in music production kind of draws me in, and before I know it, I'm just really into it.
So Jasmine, being in radio, I obviously listen to a lot of radio when I'm out driving or listening to podcasts, and I'm constantly thinking about things from a different perspective to what the listener's usually doing, because that's what kind of field of work I'm in. When you're sitting there and you're experimenting with sound, you must walk through the streets and hear things, just examine every little sound that you hear, right?
Yeah, I do that.
Who are some of your musical influences?
I have a lot of influences, but one of the constant ones is Grimes. I'm pretty sure you guys have heard of her. So she's from Canada, and she has a musical style that and quirky personality like no other. And she's so fearless in experimenting with different kinds of samples, blending them with her vocals. She's basically very singular as an individual, and listening to her music is a magical experience.
Wow.
Yeah, so definitely Grimes.
Do you find that a lot of musicians that you know, and I'm throwing another question in the mix that you're not prepared for, but I find that a lot of musicians that we speak to can be quite introverted, but they obviously become something else when they've got a character that they're portraying when they perform. Do you experience that in people that you know, or possibly even your own work?
I think it's more obvious in my own work through like my appearance on social media, because I kind of want to, like, you know, separate my music and my personal life in that sense. And I think it's very real. Yeah, because, like, you know, when we are performing and all, we are kind of expected to interact a lot with the audiences, be available in person for an interview and whatnot. But in fact, right, we actually spend most of our time in the studio and just creating songs alone or with someone. So yeah, that is very true.
Exactly. And these days, a lot of collaborations over the internet with people that you're going to release songs with that you're probably never going to meet in your life.
Yeah. Pretty exciting, actually.
Now, you're a singer-songwriter. Where does most of your motivation come from? Is it first regarding the lyrics, or secondly, is it the music first?
Basically, sometimes you can just have some melody visiting your head, like at very random times of the day. So when that happens to me, I would record it in my voice memo. And other times you just scroll through your Twitter and you see something that is so striking and so has so much potential to be used as a lyrics. So it's really a mix, a blend of that. And it's a lot of intuition of like connecting different things together. But most of my content and inspiration comes from my society, because I grew up in a country where everything is very structured, very systematic and careful. And as an artist, it's kind of hard to express myself through it, you know. So a lot of my lyrics is a resistance against this society.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the lovely place that you grew up, which I was actually there a couple of weeks ago. And the one thing that I always find when I visit Singapore is my friends always say, gee, Jace, I really wish I could move to Melbourne and just be a bit more laid back like you Aussies. But I always aspire to go the opposite way. And I always find that Singapore is just so functional and works, you know, everything's so efficient and everyone's got, you know, a bit more of a plan than Australians. So I don't know. I feel like that perhaps we all aspire to, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side, perhaps.
Oh, that is so cool. You've been in Singapore. Yeah, I was actually in Melbourne last year and I really like it there. I think you're right. The grass is always greener on the other side, because like, when I was there, everything was chill. You know, people were living life, you know. In Singapore, sometimes, like, we do a lot of, like, overtime work. And, you know, we go to school on weekend to complete project work. But that being said, I love my country. It's just that sometimes it gets sort of, you know, difficult and tiring to be caught up in this whole chase.
So did you feel a lot of that pressure growing up, Jasmine?
Yeah, actually, I do. I do feel a lot, because my parents are very much pragmatic in a sense that they always want me to go through the entire education system, graduate with a degree and get a corporate job. But else, like, that was never part of my plan growing up, you know. So it's always been a resistance, I guess. But I've learned to be comfortable with it and just keep trying to go against it and convince them someday.
Well, I think one of the hardest things is to know what you want to do with your time. And if you can wake up every morning and be at least happier to be doing what you're doing, then you're probably on track, right?
Yeah, that would be a fulfilling life, you know. I don't want to just like disappear one day and think that I didn't do what I love, you know. I wasted my time on earth.
Jasmine, let's talk about your debut track. Now, I have been saying it wrong because I was uninformed. But Lost, right?
Yeah.
Yes, so Jeanette and I were debating whether I should be saying 1057 or 1057, but no, completely incorrect.
Yeah, people call it everything. Someone call it like 1057. That is weird. But yeah, that's not wrong.
So the motivation for the track and a bit of, I guess, some influence from Twitter, right?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I got the motivation. Okay, basically this song wasn't supposed to be put out there to share with the world. The first version was actually like a structureless instrumental track full of random vocal abstracts with an excerpt of, you know, this poem by Robert Frost called The Road Not Taken. Yeah. So it's very much like a New Year entry. In 2016, I created this song as a reminder for myself to basically live life out and experience everything, even though like sometimes I may be feeling lost. But then I met different people throughout the process of creating this song. And then I added on a chorus and basically a lot of things. So it was an accumulation of learning and figuring out, you know, being in this society.
And obviously you've recently released your second single, H2O, and it's a different style to your debut track. So again, with the pressures, was there pressure to release, you know, a follow-up track that was more of that style?
Honestly, initially there was a little bit of pressure, but after all, like, I went back to thinking, why did I even started sharing my music? I think that, you know, even though they are very different in terms of style, they do not represent any less of who I am as a person. And it's just like how, you know, as a person, you'll be happy and you'll be sad, you'll be angry. And this is just the way I want to translate my sadness. So it is different, but I guess it is still genuine. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you pleased with the success you've experienced on both tracks so far? And are the local radio stations and media outlets supporting you?
I'm actually very, very encouraged by the support and equally flattered by how people tell me the songs change their life and whatnot. But I guess the numbers have never been quite a concern at this moment because I'm still studying out and I'm still in school. What I'm pleased with so far is the ability to remain rather anonymous at this stage and to not get distracted by the attention and continue being a nerd in my room to make new music. This year is gonna be so crazy. There are a few collaborations coming up with some of the producers that I really love, and I might be dropping an EP. So it's going to be about 5 to 6 songs of originals, and it's probably coming out in June. Yeah.
Well, we can't wait to see what happens next, and I hope that you can send us updates whenever you've got a new release or you're doing something, or possibly even when you announce your world tour, including Australia. How's that?
Wow, that's going to be a dream, and it's like, I still can't imagine it at this point of time. Definitely, I would like to meet you guys in person. You know, this would be so cool.
We can't wait for that, Jasmine. It's been great getting to know you, and I hope you can stay in touch. How can people find out more about your music and support you?
So basically, people can just find them out online on Spotify, Facebook, Twitter, or SoundCloud and Instagram at Jasmine Soko.
Great. And congratulations on your recent success with Spotify as well. I saw that article. That was amazing.
Oh, yeah. I'm really pleased and honored by that, too.
There you go, Jasmine Soko, our interview with her last Friday on the Jeanette J. John Show. If you like the Jeanette J. John Show, you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or head to asianpopradio.com. Don't forget you can download our app for free via the App Store, where you won't just hear our podcast, but you'll hear our radio shows, all your favorite Asia-wide hits 24/7 right across the day.